It is time to talk about Medicare annual enrollment period, also known as AEP. It goes on now through December 7th. And with us to get some of this stuff figured out is Whitney Sidham, Vice President of Sales and Operations at eHealth. So, Whitney, what's the importance of this enrollment period? What are we going to learn?
Sure. The annual enrollment period is a time where all Medicare beneficiaries can make a change to their Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan, or they can enroll in one for the first time. And so it occurs every fall, starting October 15th through December 7th.
How do we know if we just say, keep what I've been doing? What do we go through that to make sure we're getting the right plan?
Yeah, you know, Medicare recommends that every year you review your plan options. It doesn't mean you have to make a change, but it's wise to review what's out there and determine if the plan you're currently on is the best fit for your needs. And so currently, you know, through December 7th, you can take a look at your different options. There's a lot of information out there, and eHealth is here to make it really easy and stress-free, when enrolling in a Medicare plan, or even just reviewing your options. It's helpful to talk to an expert to help make that decision.
So what are some of the things we need to know?
Yeah, I would say the top five tips. My mom called me the other day and said, hey, I know it's annual enrollment period. What do I need to do? And so, you know, I told her these as well. So the first one is to take a look at what's changed in your situation over the past year. Your doctors could change. Your prescriptions could change, and then also your finances, right? So just do a quick inventory of what's changed year over year. Number two is to be aware, understand the changes that are happening with your current plan. Every year, you'll receive an annual notice of change in late September from your insurance company that will outline those changes. So understand what those are, and then also do a comparison it to other plans in your area, because the cost could be lower or you could have more benefits with another plan. Number three is to be prepared. So we talked about prescriptions and doctors. Have a list of those, and then also your Medicare ID number ready. Clear the calendar. Schedule 45 to 60 minutes when you're talking to an insurance agent. Probably a few hours if you're wanting to do some research on your own. And then five, take action. You know, don't wait until December 7th to make a decision. You're going to want to act now, because if you wait too long, it just adds stress, and then wait times are long to talk to anybody.
If we do make a decision, can we reverse something? I mean, is it changeable up until the December 7th deadline?
That's right. You can make a change up through December 7th. So you could, you know, enroll in one plan. If you feel like that's, you know, it's not the right one and you find a different one, you can then enroll into that last plan. The important thing to remember is that the last plan you enroll in is the one that you'll be with. So really, you want to kind of avoid that. It can create some additional confusion. So to avoid that, really, talk to an insurance agent who understands your area and can do a personalized needs assessment to match you to the right plan the first time.
And it's an individual one. So if you're married, your spouse, it's not like the two of you are going to do identical plans, right? Or it could be.
That's right. It's an individual policy. And, you know, it's important to know that the needs of you know, your spouse could be different than yours, unless you're on the exact same prescriptions and seeing the same doctors, you know, and things like that. Oftentimes, you could need to be on a different plan. So they are individual, could be on the same plan or a different one.
I understand you've got an AEP toolbox that can help. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our website, eHealth.com, it makes it really easy where you can shop, compare, even enroll all in one place. We partner with the top insurance companies across the nation and in individual areas to make it really simple and easy to find the right plan for you.
All right. Again, the people want to know that the open enrollment for Medicare is running now through December 7th. Again, if people want to find out more of what we talked about so they can get prepared and follow those five things you laid out, where's a good place to get some details?
Yeah, so you can go to our website again, that's eHealth.com, eHealth.com, or you can call and talk to an agent, 866 866-395-2104. Again, that's 866-395-2104.
Sounds great. Whitney, we appreciate your time and setting us straight on some of this confusing information. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Have a good one.
Thanks. Whitney Stidham joining us, Vice President of Sales and Operations at eHealth.